This is a special series of Bible studies on the Gospel of Mark. It was done at the request of the Far East Broadcasting Company. The scripture reading is done by my good friend, Ken Brooks. Yes, this is the Emmaus Bible Hour, a program for you and your family, a time to study the Bible together.
Cross, he was wounded for me. Gone my transgressions, and now I am free, all because Jesus was wounded for me. Today in our study of the Gospel of Mark, we've come to the time when the Lord Jesus went to the cross. Our hearts are stirred as we behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world, and realize that it was for us, or to make it personal, he was wounded for me. Let us follow the footsteps of the Lord Jesus on that day. Mark 15, reading from verse 1 through verse 5. Ken Brooks is reading from the New American Standard Bible.
And early in the morning, the chief priests with the elders and scribes and the whole council immediately held a consultation. And binding Jesus, they led him away and delivered him up to Pilate. And Pilate questioned him, "Are you the king of the Jews?" And answering, he said to him, "It is as you say." And the chief priest began to accuse him harshly. And Pilate was questioning him again, saying, "Do you make no answer? See how many charges they bring against you." But Jesus made no further answer, so that Pilate was astonished.
The Jews, nor their Supreme Court, the Sanhedrin, could condemn a man to death. They were under the power of Rome, and only the Roman government could pronounce the death penalty. The Sanhedrin had met illegally during the night to try to work out charges against the Lord Jesus, but they could not even get the witnesses to agree. They had no consistent testimony against him. They must pressure Pilate into condemning the Lord Jesus. We notice the Savior's silence before Pilate. Sometimes silence is more effective than words. His silence only amplified the weakness of the Jews' case against him. One writer comments, "The hatred of the Jews was an iron curtain which no words could penetrate. The cowardice of Pilate in the face of the mob was a barrier that no words could pierce. It's a terrible thing when a man's heart is such that even Jesus knows that it's hopeless to speak."
Mark 15:6-11. Now at the feast he used to release for them any one prisoner whom they requested. And the man named Barabbas had been imprisoned with the insurrectionists who had committed murder in the insurrection. And the multitude went up and began asking him to do as he had been accustomed to do for them. And Pilate answered them, saying, "Do you want me to release for you the king of the Jews?" For he was aware that the chief priests had delivered him up because of envy. But the chief priests stirred up the multitude to ask him to release Barabbas for them instead.
I wonder if the practice in certain countries of the world and some states in the United States of granting pardons just before Christmas we'd go back to this system of the Romans. As the trial moved on, it became more and more evident to Pilate that he had an innocent man before him. He thought the perfect way out was to grant this release to the Lord Jesus. After all, who would ever choose to release a murderer like Barabbas instead of one who had so much in his favor like the Lord Jesus? But Pilate did not know his crowd. But he got the picture before long. Mark says that he was aware that they had delivered Jesus up for envy. The word "aware" here can be translated it gradually dawned on him. He began to see that envy and hatred were behind this whole dark picture. This did not make it any easier for him. He was in the presence of a mob. He had only a few soldiers. Tempers were often short at Passover time. Once, when a Roman governor tried to invade the temple area with cavalry, white-robed priests threw themselves down, and had the troops moved on, they would have killed the priests. They say that even today, around the Passover, it takes very little to create a crisis in the city of Jerusalem. The choice, then, was between a man who was a robber, a schemer, a criminal, a murderer, on the other side, one who had gone about doing good, healing the blind, helping the brokenhearted, raising the dead, and delivering slaves bound by Satan. What makes men choose Barabbas rather than Christ, even today?
And answering again, Pilate was saying to them, "Then what shall I do to him whom you call the King of the Jews?" They shouted back, "Crucify him." And wishing to satisfy the multitude, Pilate released Barabbas for them, and after having Jesus scourged, he delivered him over to be crucified.
A decision. What to do with the King of the Jews? The crowd had been influenced by the Jewish leaders. The crowd is not always right. In fact, a crowd can shout one thing one day and another thing the next. A crowd can cheer a ball player in one moment and boo him in the next. Someone has commented, "The voice of the people is seldom the voice of God." And what was their cry that day? "Crucify him." In fact, the words are even stronger than that. It's the cry, "Crucify him at once." Pilate was a weak man, afraid of the crowd. Wishing to satisfy the multitude, he released Barabbas and had the Lord Jesus scourged. Here is a description of scourging. "When he had scourged him," this is one word in the Greek. The Roman scourge was a terrible thing. The criminal was bent and bound in such a way that his back was exposed. The scourge was a long leathern thong studded here and there with sharpened pieces of lead and bits of bone. It literally tore a man's back to ribbons. Some men died under it. Some men emerged from the ordeal raving mad. Few retained consciousness through it. This is what was done to the Lord Jesus. It was after the scourging that the soldiers mocked him. And then they brought him on to Golgotha. Students of the language feel that this means that he was so weak at this point that he could hardly walk, that he had to be helped. We see from this what the Lord Jesus endured even before being nailed to the cross. "Wounded for me." There on the cross he was wounded for me. "Gone my transgressions, my sins. Now I am free," all because Jesus was wounded for me. Have you ever thanked him for such love, for being wounded for you? Why not pause just now and thank him, and then trust him as your own personal Savior? My friend,
All hope will end before.